Kelsey Litchfield with Riley Blue Lakely of the Ooliga FFA chapter in Oklahoma. Riley is the national proficiency winner of the Diversified Livestock Proficiency Area. First of all, Riley, congratulations.
Thank you.
How do you feel being a national winner?
I'm speechless. Honestly, it was very exciting. I wasn't expecting to do this well.
How did you get started with your SAE?
I've actually grew up in a family who has raised livestock and been farming for six generations. My family started helping me when I was four. I received my first bottle calf for my birthday. And then from then, I've just continued to grow and produce more offspring from them. And then when I was a freshman in high school, I decided to add chickens to my beef, sheep, and swine projects. And then that was what I ended up with.
From working with so many animals, what have you ultimately learned from this SAE experience?
Hard work and determination. Without hard work, I wouldn't be able to be where I am at right now. And without my determination to want to win something, I wouldn't be where I am.
Which out of the animals that you've worked with has been your favorite and why?
I would probably have to say beef, just because that's one of my all-time favorites. And after that would have to be my pigs, because they're kind of like a dog. So it would be between those two.
What makes your project so unique?
I feel like I have a very diverse, and that's something that makes it very unique. And by diverse, I mean more than two, because a lot of the people that I've talked to have one or two different SAEs that they have, and I have four, which that's a lot for me to take on. And I feel that, and I also sell a retail cuts of meat from my beef, pork, and lamb, and that helps make it really diverse and unique.
Who has guided you throughout this entire process?
I would have to say my entire family. I can't just cut them down to my parents and be my entire family. And then my FFA advisors when I was in high school pushed me along to go beyond what I planned on going beyond.
So it sounds like your family and your FFA chapter and community has been right behind you. How does your SAE impact your community?
Like I said, I sell the retail cuts of meat. And that's something that my community helps support me do, because they continue to buy from me as well as the eggs that I sell.
Will you make a career of your SAE?
I hope to. I'm currently a freshman at Oklahoma State University, and once I graduate from there, I plan on going back home and continuing to grow what I've already started.
Sponsoring this award is Tractor Supply Company and Wild Clipper Corporation. Who else would you like to thank for helping you achieve your goal of becoming a national proficiency winner in diversified livestock?
My family, my community, my ag chapter, and my ag advisors.
Well, congratulations, Riley Lou Blakely of the Ooliga FFA chapter right out of Oklahoma, for being a national winner of the diversified livestock proficiency area.
Thank you.
For FFA Today, I'm Kelsey Litchfield.